Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. It's the best podcast in the world. That's just for you, baby. Mm-hmm.
Bill's been watching a lot of Top Gear.
A little bit too much.
Yeah. And Erika said she was going to cut him off because he was tweeting.
Well, no, that was just after all day going, in the world.
And she's done.
Yeah, she's done.
We're finished here.
I get the infamous Erika, why am I dating you look?
Nice.
Which she got it when we did the whole Fred Ferger. Mm-hmm. Fred Berger.
Mm-hmm.
From the Grim Tales of Mandy and Billy.
Uh-huh.
It was when they're trying to get custody of Death.
Okay.
And one of the jurors is this really obnoxious monster named Fred Berger.
Okay.
Fred Berger.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... It was...
That reminds me of Bob Blah Blah for some reason.
But basically what it was is we had gone to Chattacon, and it was me, Erika, our friend Four Legs, and B-Knot. And we were waiting for B-Knot to wake up, because that fucker could sleep through anything.
Yeah.
And it was the last day, and Erika had the rope.
Mm-hmm.
So she flipped through and said, oh, it's Billy and Mandy. That came on, me and Four Legs died because of this character.
Uh-huh.
Like, Judge, I have to go pee-pee. Can you hold it? Obviously not. Yeah. I was like, Judge, I think it's really important that I wear that hat. Mm-hmm. Judge?
Okay, we'll have to go check that out then, apparently.
Yes.
Sorry, it's been a while since we recorded. My computer went tits up.
Yeah.
Again.
And it died, but after I had gone to work, so I couldn't grab mine.
Yeah, and it really... Okay, the static thing and the me whacking it... It was a couple weeks after that, so I don't think the two are necessary. I don't think I whacked it.
It was internal computer bleeding, it finally gave up the ghost.
So I just, on that note, I just went and picked it back up today. And I want to give, like, a huge shout-out to the Apple Store, both at Lenox Mall and at Perimeter Mall, because both of them have replaced my logic board. This is the second time it was replaced because the first one was under warranty. Because they knew that it was a warranty thing. They knew that the logic board was a little bit flawed. They replaced it with another bad one, which, okay, sure, that sucks. But they replaced it a second time for free.
Right.
And my computer's about 4 years old. I had whacked it. I told the guy that's where I whacked it.
Yeah.
And pointing at the dent. It had a pirated OS. It had a fuck ton of torrents.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm
convinced that probably that looks like your average Genius Bar employee's computer.
My thing is, there's no fucking way that should have been under warranty.
Right.
I mean, I whacked it. You know, so anyways, get an Apple. Stop your bitching about Apple, because they have been so fucking good to me, and they're so nice. Yeah, and the guys at the Genius Bar just kick ass, so.
Right.
So for people who are down on Apple, I dare you, I defy you to find a PC place that will replace the guts of your computer and basically give you a whole new computer for free.
It depends.
And they replaced the top part where I whacked it. They replaced the dented part.
I think it really depends, because I think if you get it privately built, like go to one, like there's a local company called Vision Computer that's supposed to make some like kick-ass desktops and laptops.
Okay.
That may, because they pride themselves on like online, their phone customer service or their tech support. You don't have more than a 15-second wait.
Okay.
So, either someplace like that or someplace where you've got it custom built.
Mm-hmm.
But considering PCs, 9 times out of 10, you're buying them from a store that sells a whole bunch of different
versions of it. I bought this from Fry's.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then took it back to the Apple Store. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit more universal with Apple.
Right.
That you're just going to be taken care of. But I am so bloody happy with Apple.
Or they're just used to their crap breaking down.
No.
Because they charge so much.
Yeah.
It could be. So, regardless, I am fucking thrilled with Apple right now. So, big boner for Apple.
Yeah.
Which is really strange considering you have female parts, but you know.
Regardless.
Yeah. A cock appears
and
out of nowhere.
And you have a boner for Apple right now.
I don't know about a boner, but I upgraded my 3GS to a 4.
Yay! I want everybody to have an iPhone 4.
Mainly because of because you talk so much about the battery life.
Huge
and
difference.
I piddle with my phone, especially on like Sunday.
Yeah.
I piddle with it so much.
Yeah.
That by lunch I'll like get to work
and
at 100. I'll be
shot.
Well, no, it'll be 100% by the time I leave home.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like 98. You know, listening to a podcast mm-hmm. on the way to work. By the time lunchtime comes around, mm-hmm. I'm lucky if I'm at about 30.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be blown away by the battery life. You know, there are a couple other things. The HD, I kind of noticed, but, you know, after a couple days, you're like, oh, okay, well, this is what my phone looks like.
Well, that's the way it was when we got the TV.
Yeah.
Was we noticed. So we first plugged it in and had it on a Braves game.
Yeah.
And when you can make out the netting mm-hmm. that they put behind, you know, home plate to keep the people from getting whacked mm-hmm. in the head with balls.
And then you just kind of get used to it after a while.
The
front-facing camera is awesome because when you go to take pictures of yourself,
right.
you can see what you're photographing instead of just trying to guess. You don't have to do it in the mirror. You don't have to do the fancy. And you get to play with all the flashes on...
Right, on Histomatic now, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool.
There's also an app where you can turn your flash into a flashlight.
Okay.
I've come across those while flipping through like the free apps.
Yeah, which we had actually kind of talked about. Phantom had mentioned something about the demon dogs. I've been filming my dogs. I had never really used the video camera so much, but now I'm really starting to use it quite a lot.
Right.
He actually was filming my dogs, which if you have the flash set, and I guess you hold it down as your...
No, you can set it to be just on all the time.
Okay.
So you can actually use it as a light.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so he was filming my dogs with their glowing green eyes, and it was hilarious. My adorable, cute little sweet chihuahuas with their glowing demon eyes. It was fun.
Yeah, but you can show how less of a demon are. You just show the video of you rubbing puck with your feet.
And what's funny is that's not even one-tenth as talkative as he gets.
Yeah, we gotta redo that.
Yeah. And even just after that, he was... so... Yeah, Buck's cute. And that's on the Kinky and the Geek YouTube channel.
Yes, that's video two.
Yeah, so check that out. And there's one of the rats that I'll probably end up putting up at some point.
Oh, right, cool, yeah.
So, yeah, because I talk about them so much. I'm not going to be that girl who films videos of her pets for hours.
That,
and
it got talked about on Chuck vs. Mal since...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Den brought up the you being the mother of his waddies.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it.
No, I haven't listened that far yet.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you'd already edited it.
No. Oh, the Chuck vs. Mal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did I say I may have said Weekend Justice. I'm sorry. You rewind that.
No, you said Chuck vs. Mal.
Oh, did I? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Phantom edits that podcast and has no idea what goes
on
there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He just adds the music and then tries to make Chuck look bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fair enough. It's good to have a
lobby. Considering there have been so many times in the early episodes where he goes, Phantom can just cut this out right here.
I know. That's like an instant cue to not touch it.
Yeah.
And I've done that with you and I where I was like, I'm going to edit this out. No, I'm not. Fuck it. I'm leaving it in because it's funny. So, as the editor, you get to, you know, play around and do stuff like that. So
yeah, I think this one's going to get, since we're using my computer, I guess Aruka will... Mm-hmm. We'll edit it up and put it up.
I appreciate it because I'm going to be working on this thing.
Yeah,
trying to get it back to whatever it
specs,
was.
Yeah, back to what you had because you got to go find all your legally acquired mm-hmm. stuff you found on iTunes.
In all honesty, I wasn't worried about missing the movies.
Right.
You can always download those again.
Right.
Fucking deal. I was more worried about my photos.
Right.
But since it was about a year ago this happened, I had backed everything up from there, and I don't think I have anything that's irreplaceable between now and then. So that's good. But, oh shit, you know what? My pictures of Frolicon last year when I was doing the stapling. Those I took with my camera.
Well, are you sure they didn't? Because I've noticed, I know when they switched from my old iPhone to the new iPhone, none of the apps switched over, but my contacts and my pictures did. So now, that may be something they try to...
No, it's like a brand new computer. It's like, okay. It's clean. Like, I got the welcome screen and everything and had to get through and choose my language and shit. So there's nothing on this computer.
This Mac is clean.
Which actually, I had bitched to you because I kept
getting getting
down like below a gigabyte.
Right. Because one reason we didn't get together was because you wanted to, you needed to clean up the...
Exactly. And I've got 139 gigs free on this computer. So I'm going to try really hard not to fill it up with a bunch of shit. actually, a lot of it was stuff that... it was old Kinky and the Geek stuff.
Right.
Like the old WAV files, once you render it and everything. Right. Those WAV files can be a gig. Easy. Yeah. So that was a lot of it. And the torrents.
Yeah, but that's some of the stuff I need to go through, because I've got some of the Kinky and the Geek stuff on here, and some of the Kinkless Geeks I need to move over to my terabyte. I just need to actually do it. But we've been busy so far the last week going through houses. Because me and Aruka are actually in the process of becoming homeowners.
Yay!
That's so funny. In fact, as of this record, I had just got a hold of a realtor. I'm using my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
She's already sent me a list. And this is one time I kind of wish I had a tablet or an iPad with me.
Right, so because you can kind of be on the run.
Well, just because she sent me an email with a bunch of listings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the iPhone screen is not the best for reading it.
Okay.
Just because you blow it up and it's like, mm-hmm. You know, moving your finger back and forth and trying to get everything around. And it's like, I just go home and read it when I get there and show some stuff and do all that kind of.
Yeah. I can see how they're handy. I kind of wanted one. I had like a couple weeks of really desperately wanting one. Because I was thinking for writing, it would be easier to carry around than my laptop, you know, and I could just throw down the iPad and start writing. Until I actually tried one at the Apple Store, and I was like,
I don't mind the virtual keyboard on the phone, but yeah, I could see that typing on it being a bitch until you got used to it.
Well, and I know that you can get a separate keyboard for it, then you may as well just carry your laptop, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. If you've got a keyboard for it, it might make it a little easier, because that's been one of the problems I've seen with tablets. Anyway, it's just not having the physical keyboard. Mm-hmm. Because I thought a tablet would be really cool because, you know, I'm doing convention stuff because, we do at least two panels at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of nice to have
notes and everything.
Having notes on it and stuff on there, so I don't have to, like, try to read my phone or try to, you know, carry a laptop down. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're cool, and I see that they have their purpose for sure, but between my iPhone and my MacBook, I don't need that middle step.
Yeah.
Just for me, for the
way
I
think
use
that's,
it.
I think that's kind of the problem with the iPad, was as cool as it is, it really is just a between the phone and the, it doesn't replace one or the other.
Right.
Where I think some of the newer PC tablets are going to be more like a computer, right?
Right, right. And as I'm saying this, I'm syncing my phone to my laptop, getting all the pictures from my phone onto the laptop, and wow, there are some really great photos flashing up here.
Yeah.
I saw my dad as he was getting ready to pass away, and I've seen some naked people. Lots of naked people.
All right.
That's always
that's
fun.
Something I'm glad I did not. I could not have.
There was Phantom's penis for a while there.
Oh, that was kind of cool where it went through the several pictures of you.
I was just really excited about my blue hair at that point. Oh, the fireplace, that is there. Sweet. I didn't know if we got that on here or on the...
Yeah, that's the most fireplay you're going to be able to do at Frolic on, from what I've heard, is because there were some people that... Because I think it came up last year that people wanted to play with their, like, the poise and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. Because the hotel...
I think somebody was fire eating.
Yeah, but no fire eating, nothing like that. Because
it probably happened after they were talking about.
Well, it would have to be somewhere where either hotel staff or security doesn't see you, because they pretty much figured that hotel would flip the fuck out, just flip out, flip the fuck out.
Yeah,
they shouldn't do fire eating indoors at all.
Yeah,
well, even outside, it's just fire in general. You know, where they do it at Chattacon.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a place they can kind of do it because it's a big
like a
open
courtyard or something, yeah.
Well, it I mean, the choo-choo, the Chattanooga choo-choo is a huge complex anyway. Mm. So you have like parking lots and you're not, you know, right on top of the the building. Plus the Atlanta Fire Marshal has about as much sense of humor as Hitler with a toothache.
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, Atlanta being, you know, kind of a big city, I can see, you know, we're not doing that.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. Final Phantasm, someone called the fire marshal because they overloaded an elevator issue and some jackass call. They showed up and were kicking out of rooms if there were more than four people in a room.
Wow.
Because they were basically, because I was talking to one of the guys that was throwing a party.
Mm-hmm.
They told him, okay, you need to take that off. You gotta take the tarp off the floor. Okay, done. You need to take these lights off. Done. And you can't have more than four people in the room at a time.
That's a lame-ass party.
Right. So we basically, it was the battle cry for the rest of the weekend is, no, you're a fire hazard.
Nice.
So that was all, but what was cool is that what they decided is like, okay, well, that kind of kills, because this was Friday night, this kind of kills the party battles.
Right.
I mean, they even shut down Con Suite.
Yeah, it sucks.
They were cracking down so hard. So what they did was they moved the parties to the convention rooms.
Okay.
So you...
Well, that's cool that they were willing to accommodate like that.
So what they did is that actually helped the people who ended up winning, which was infirmary, because they did a medical theme to where they actually went down and laid the colored tapes.
Oh, sweet.
So down, like, so you could walk in and follow the different things. Cool. And I mean, just had this huge room to where they had like an embalming table over here.
Oh, wow.
And the pharmacy was over here, which was also the bar.
That would be fun
this stuff. Yeah, so it was all this kind of cool stuff.
Sweet. Okay, so speaking of Phantasm / Frolicon.
Yep, and I think in the last one where we lost, I was going to say we had we were going to have a special announcement, which we are. Yes, Kinky and the Geek are going to be back at Frolicon.
Woo-hoo! Hopefully with a bunch of guests.
Hopefully, yes.
That aren't just people that we know that are our friends.
Well, this time we will actually put up flyers, because last time we were a little afraid about putting them up. And when talking to some of the staff afterwards, they were like, you know what, you could have just gone ahead and put them up, and they had a problem, they could have taken them down.
And we should really, I say we should do this, but, and then we end up doing all of our other things during the week and not thinking about it, but we got to get on FetLife.
Right,
and put it on the Friends of Kinky and the Geek. And
right, and I was actually
going
to put something on the of Kinky and the Geek, and I was also going to make a thread on the Frolicon.
Yeah,
FetLife.
Yeah, and the podcast one as well would be good.
Because not only are we doing the Kinky and the Geek live record, kink or geek as a lifestyle, or lifestyle as that me and Aruka. Which it will be under Kinky and the Geek, but it will just be me and Aruka.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to be doing Supernatural.
So that'll be cool. That'll be really cool.
Yeah, story until now, or story so far.
Right.
Which will basically be the Frolicon version of what we do at DragonCon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be interesting because one of the things we don't talk about at DragonCon is the slash fic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering there's a certain grouping of slash fic called Wincest.
Okay.
Which is basically, well, the two main characters are brothers.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we will, this will be something we will talk about in this particular one.
Cool.
Just because it's a little more Frolicon friendly.
Mm-hmm. And you're hoping to get one of the people who's normally on the Supernatural with you.
An unidentified madman. He was supposed to check his
scheduling
and see if he can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all got together to celebrate a friend's birthday.
Yay! And that was fun. That was an awesome party. God, I wish we could have stayed longer.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where it's like, we got there late because...
Chocolate covered.
Chocolate and
bacon.
And emergency sex.
Oh.
There was some emergency sex issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case of sex, break glass.
Right. Okay. Right. So, you know, we showed up late and happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Satisfied. Very satisfied.
Covered and bringing chocolate covered bacon and chocolate covered potato chips, which are also rocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the chips actually more than the bacon.
No, I think I like the bacon a little bit better because it is, well, it's bacon.
I know. It's like you can't go wrong with bacon and something about
that chocolate. Well, you can. I mean, there's probably something out there that bacon can't go with, but I haven't found it yet.
I
considering Taco Mac actually has a BLT guacamole.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And it does work. Oh, it's guacamole with a little bit of bacon in it.
Okay.
And it's ultra yummy.
I can see it. Because
we got some. It's one of their new spring. Mm-hmm. One of their spring things.
Spring screams bacon.
Yeah.
Nothing says...
Well, bacon screams everything. I don't know. Everything screams bacon.
Like some bacon guacamole. That's what I think of spring.
Right.
That does sound really good.
Yeah.
Taco Mac sounds really good. I need to go back and get some beer.
Oh,
I
just don't end up getting any of the beer. I was going to, then it was like...
Oh, God. That's
stomach
like
was going, maybe you don't want any beer. That's okay.
It's like going to Stevie B's not getting pizza. Like, that's crazy.
I know, but, you know, unfortunately, it can jack up your check really fast, depending on what you were going to get. That's the bad thing.
But,
yeah.
I mean, like, I have two Macs.
Right.
Yeah, it's just kind of a chance. And it's... For me, it's part of my business.
Right,
it's what I do. I need to know all the different brands and everything.
Which is going to be one of the things they're going to teach us, because one of the things we've decided when we get the house is to, since we'll have really a place to do it, is make some mead.
Right, and we've got the mead that we're going to do for our wedding. We're going to add rose petals and vanilla beans.
Right.
So we're kind of jazzed about that.
Bacon mead.
You could do it.
I'm sure you could, but I'm not sure.
Actually, maple mead.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's like pancakey kind of. Yeah.
Oh.
You can get a gallon of it. You want to try a gallon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
We had talked about making maple, you know, basically you do the same thing but with maple syrup.
Right.
Or somebody called troll mead. So we had talked about doing that anyways, so.
It'd have to have a hint of bacon because you don't want to get it too overpowering.
Right. You know? You're just like, oh my God, I'm drinking a glass of bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
Like bacon puree, what would that be like? Okay,
no, that sounds
I'll
like
let
a challenge.
That go.
On,
yeah, I'm just gonna let that go.
That sounds like a bad Fear Factor challenge.
Yeah, or a solitary.
Yeah,
they have the thing where they puree all the different foods.
Yeah,
and then everybody gets to pick their favorite food, and they're like, oh my God, it's my favorite food is sushi, and I get to try
sushi.
But then they mix it with everybody else's favorite food. So someone's maybe grilled cheese, someone maybe chocolate sundae, someone maybe, you know, hamburger and fries, and then they're blending all
somebody
those things
might
together.
Be vomiting.
Yeah, and somebody always yaks on that one, so. Actually, several people usually yak, so.
Oh,
yeah, so FrolicCon, we're jazzed about that.
Oh,
so
yeah, I can't wait. I know we're going to have, we're going to hopefully have a door sign.
Yeah, if you're local. And I know Dee and Augusta, you're local, so come on out and see us.
We need to get DS down since he didn't come for FurryCon.
Yeah, he just switched jobs and moved, so he's like in the thick of full on blah. So.
Right. And speaking of FurryCon, G4 actually sent someone down.
Oh, no
shit. Sarah Underwood.
Okay.
I think last year or year before Playboy Playmate of the Year, she came down and was down here during the weekend. I will show you.
Supposed to make it down for that. He's probably going to be pissed when he finds out.
I'll show you a picture of what Miss Sarah Jean Underwood looks like, which is funny because they've got a new thing where they do with her. They had her come out as Wonder Woman one time, and everybody's jaw just kind of dropped.
Okay, sweet.
But they made up her own character called Bustus.
Okay.
So it's basically, you know, the chesty superhero running around. Like,
okay.
She's got one. They've done two so far. And they have this one guy who's the only reason he's being a criminal is because he wants Bustus to smother her with her breasts. And it never works out because this last one, he shoots a guy in the head. So I'm an evildoer. She ends up shooting him with taser tits.
Actually, the best Wonder Woman I've ever seen was a local drag queen named Raven. My God, girlfriend was fucking beautiful anyways, to start with. I mean, she was truly just an incredible performer, but her Wonder Woman kicked ass.
Well, that's like...
And her fire dance was insane, too. She did a fire dance that was really good.
Well, there's one... she's not a drag queen. I think she's actually a transvestite, but Sabrina Pandora.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you've probably seen her at DragonCon and at FrolicCon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she's like hardcore geek too because
she
runs around.
Fet Life, actually. I've seen her on Fet Life.
She does like a Zartana.
Okay.
Who was it? She did a Mary Marvel.
Okay, sweet.
Who was it? I got a picture of her doing something while we were waiting in line to get into I think one of the final Nuts on the Road Gonzo Film Fests.
Okay.
Where, I think she may have been doing a Green Lantern mm-hmm. at some point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's just funny how cross geeking can be gay, straight, lesbian, transgendered.
Well, there's AtlantaCon, which is the Atlanta gay, lesbian, bi, transgender. There was another one too. Sci-fi convention.
There was another gay group that was also a gay sci-fi group, mm-hmm. and of course,
I think it's the same group that puts it on. I think they're based like down around Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and of course there's usually a bear gathering that mm-hmm. the Trek Track usually does.
Oh well, we can't let fandom get around that. The maniacal smile that just spread across his face just said that I was absolutely right about that. Okay, speaking of Georgia Tech, I heard MomoCon. This is what we talked about on our last episode. Yeah, it was MomoCon,
which we ended up missing because Aruka does staff for Frolicon. So we missed Momo, missed Momo. So that makes three. It's like, couldn't go to Chatticon because of hospital, couldn't go to Anacricon because of money, and then we had prior engagements, so we couldn't go to MoMA.
Yeah, we didn't go because that was the day that we were doing, like, home improvement.
Right.
Which...
Was that the one where you do home improvement in your panties?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things he...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why get your clothes dirty?
Yeah, well, I'm just remembering he tweeted something about...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, why? You know? As long as it's not freezing in the house, just fine. Right. You know. I actually have pictures of an ex-sub doing my plumbing in his panties, which is nice. That's really good. Anyways.
That's later.
Okay, so speaking of, you were talking about geeking and how it crosses. There's a thing that I said that I would never do.
Okay.
I was like, I'll never be that person who does that thing, right?
Okay.
But since we started playing D&D, I don't know if you've noticed, but the D&D miniatures kind of suck.
Well, it depends. Huh. I mean, it's one of those things to where if you're just using...
depends on your character.
Depends on your character. It also depends on which miniatures you buy, if you want to upgrade them or just use the regular pewter.
Yeah, well...
depends on how much of a dork you are.
The half-elf druid, which is what I'm playing, sucks.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh God, you know, I was thinking, like, I could make, like, some little representation out of polymer clay, or I was, you know, I'm a creative person. I was thinking of all these different things I could do, and I was like, no, you know, what we should do is we should go and just look at Tower Games. I know they've got a bunch of miniatures. We should just go look and see if we find anything that's close.
Right.
Well, leading up to this, I was like, I'm just going to get online and see, and I started looking at all these minis, and I was like, oh... And I started finding all these videos on YouTube about how to paint miniatures. And I was like, oh. So we've been watching these videos like non-fucking-stop because we're both kind of obsessed with it now.
Yeah.
So we've been painting miniatures. So that's that level of geek that I never thought I would... You know, I've reached either a new high or a new low, depending on how you feel about it.
Right.
We went and bought, what, 8 paints tonight? 7 paints tonight. At almost $4 each. So,
well, I think model paints get about like that too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're I think it's like that anyway. If you're modeling miniature or anything,
and it really is a different grade of acrylic.
Yeah.
Highly pigmented, and they're really beautiful paints. So.
Right. Well, you have to have something that kind of can, I guess, because I think pewter's fairly porous. But I know it's very malleable.
Well, I think the ones that we've got, I think they're lead. They're not lead?
They don't make lead anymore. Lead's too dangerous because some kid might put it in their mouth and then become retarded.
Okay, for some reason I thought they were lead just because lead's so easy to cast. Yeah. It is pewter. Okay.
Yeah, because it's got to be, because, you know, you can't have lead paint because, you know, that will kill you. Just like you can't ride.
I thought it was weird.
You know, you can't ride your bike without a helmet because you're dead.
Yeah.
Because that was, we're talking about it because the, they just passed, they upgraded the booster seat requirement from 5 to 7. So you have to keep your kids until they're 8, basically.
Like
right, that was the thing because, you know, back in the day when we, you know, I rode around with a helmet, so I'm dead now.
Yeah.
I didn't have a helmet. I didn't lather myself in Purell, so I'm dead. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. I rode in the in the rear window, you know, like on that ledge of the right. old cars and the old sedans. Mm-hmm. I rode up there. I just curl up into
right.
a ball.
Right, you know, yeah. riding in the back of pickup trucks. That, mm-hmm. So I'm dead. Yeah. Now, basically, yeah. I figured out that I'm a very, very germ-covered dead person.
Yeah, we should be. Yeah.
That's just, but yeah. It lead is too dangerous because you know all of the children who buy these miniatures and then proceed to shove them up their ass.
Right. Well, that's what we've done. But,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, so because it's not it you know it's that old lady thing. You know, somebody think of the children. Mm-hmm. It's like, but children aren't the ones buying this shit.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, actually, one of the funniest videos we found is a guy who's what, maybe 40.
Something like that.
35, 40, right?
Yeah,
my age or maybe a little bit older. Who is so fucking, like, he's tweaking on something. And he's got, like, the long pinky nail, so it's like
right.
he could be just, like, a complete cokehead. I'm thinking meth, though, because the guy's just fucking on
right.
his rocker crazy. He's hilarious. He's so fun to watch. So go look, if you get bored, seriously, go look at a miniature painting on YouTube.
No way.
And my favorite is Girl Painting, who's a German lady who does some really beautiful work. But and actually, that kind of led us to this game that we want to play called Malifaux.
Oh, wow.
Which is put out by Weird Miniatures, which is here in Georgia. And it's a steampunk Victorian Wild West monster miniature game.
Oh, wow.
And the miniatures are so fucking cool. And the cool thing about that is you can start playing with like 5 or 6 miniatures. So you don't have to have the 50-person army like you do with Warhammer.
With Warhammer, yeah. Because that was the thing we talked about. Just playing D&D, yes, you're addicted to this. Imagine mm-hmm. and how expensive it can be. Just imagine
yeah.
if you were playing something like Warhammer.
Yeah, exactly. I can see how people can drop thousands onto these.
Right.
So check that out.
And, you know, you can't play D&D without the miniatures.
I know. Why? When you can paint them, why would you do that? Why?
Well, that's okay. We have our miniatures for our Serenity game out because he brought out some of the miniatures he got for their more sci-fi and more science fiction miniatures because he's got other games like Traveler and
yeah.
stuff like that. That we use, but we don't really use them. They're just out there as representations.
Yeah, just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, because we haven't really. That's the one thing about doing the Firefly game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a D&D game where you're running around and you might find something and you start beating the crap out of it.
Right.
It's a little more subtle role playing with that, so you don't really get into gunfights nearly as much.
Okay. See, and we actually with Kidlet, Lee's kid Kidlet. Is running the game,
right.
and he's, you know, it's very map-driven, and this
right.
is where you are, and how many spaces to fire on so-and-so,
right.
and where are you aiming, and, you know, so yeah. So, and we think we got it after the first game. We think we kind of,
cool.
which was a big fucking deal for me.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was such a big deal for you.
I was melted down by the last half hour, just what?
What do you want? What should I do?
Oh, shit, is it my turn?
Yeah, because, yeah, there is a lot to think about. See, I was, like, I was getting energized towards the end because I was like, dude, I got it. I finally got it. Except I kept using the same spell over and over again, but...
Right.
It's neither here nor there. So, yeah, so we're jazzed, so I kind of broke through that
your
understanding role play,
yeah.
barrier. Yeah, that I just could not break through in high school, so...
Well, I may just take it. Once you take it to realize that it's more like acting...
Mm-hmm.
It's more of an acting than game playing, really, then you
right.
can kind of bust through that.
And, you know, I didn't role play at all, and some of the other people, you know, who are experienced gamers, they were,
right.
like, you know, using voices and shit, and I'm like, I'll get to that next time. Right now, I'm
that's,
just trying to learn
that's
the
our game master. That's our game master. That guy can whip out voices big time. It's just incredible to have him as a game master, because he can just pull shit out of it, and he's an evil fucker. You do one thing that you think, oh, I'm getting away with something. Oh, no, he will have something, maybe not this session, maybe not next session, but that third session, it will bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I could do the acting and shit like that, but I couldn't be any that clever with all that kind of thing.
Oh, I don't know. I think we were doing okay. I snuck up to someone and changed into my primal form. It's been 2 weeks since we've played, so I don't remember the exact terms. So, and I did, like, a sneak attack and finished this one thing off,
right.
which I was, like, so fucking proud of myself for, right? So I was like, woohoo! And he's like, oh, what creature were you? Because you have to pick, you know,
right.
what creature? I was like, he's like, it can be anything medium-sized. And I was like, I was an attack goat. Okay. I didn't even hesitate. I was like, that is my form. I am an attack goat. And I was just so fucking pleased I got to be an attack goat that night. So, yeah.
One of those mountain we've goats got, with the fucked sex... up, like, curly yeah, totally. Antlers. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got sex bear, we've got attack goat. So, so it's always exciting.
And then there's Bill.
Which, you just haven't found your inner critter yet. Yeah, so we actually, we enjoyed the hell out of it, and I knew we would. And I always wanted to find someone to play, you know, as right. I grew up and kind of figured some things out and did some reading, so. We also both did something this weekend.
Yep.
We went and saw a movie.
We both went and saw Sucker Punch.
And we both liked it.
I know, me and Aruka absolutely loved it.
And that's the thing, that's what made me want to go see it, is that the reviews were so absolutely shitty or right. absolutely fabulous on it. There was like no in between until Widget did his right. Homer, which gave it a 3 out of 5.
Right. Which is about, I think I gave it a good solid B.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, A would have to be something along the lines of like an up.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Just yeah. something that's just utterly
so touching
just,
that you think
yeah.
about days
yeah, I think
later.
A lot of people were expecting another Watchmen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead
and,
of just yeah. blowing shit up.
Yeah. But see, and, you, and got it, you got exactly what the trailer showed yeah. you with a little more story, which right. worked.
See, that was my one thing, you know, and I had heard there was no character development really aside from the main character.
Right, but you really didn't need that because you didn't have that time because you only had the 5 days.
Yeah, it might have been nice to see a little bit more about the other girls. There wasn't like a huge plot development. I mean, it was more just very simple. But they packed so much shit into that movie, they right. couldn't have fit all that in, too.
Well, I think that was the thing, is that there wasn't... The way the story is set up, you really aren't having time to get to know anyone.
Right.
Because she has a 5-day deadline
exactly.
to get this shit done.
And it kind of worked because of that. And they did right. pack in, there was steampunk. There
yeah,
was World
steampunk,
War.
World War One zombies.
Yeah, there was, that's right, zombies. There yeah. was robots.
Mech. Oh my God, Alicia yeah. nutted when she saw the mech.
Uh-huh. God, what else was
demon
there? Medieval.
The,
demon, yeah, demon samurai.
Orcs.
So there's a little bit of kung fu.
Orcs, yeah.
Orcs.
Orcs, dragons.
Medieval fantasy kind of.
Zeppelins.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah. Robot.
Burlesque.
In the main
in the main story. A little bit of mafia, maybe,
yeah.
mixed in with that.
I want to say, it basically kind of like a, you could almost see, like, almost Casablanca or... Havana mid-50s mm-hmm.
yeah.
before the fall. You
yeah.
know, that was kind of the feel you got of everything.
There was,
yeah, Blue was a Guatemalan actor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you really got a lot of that Cuban kind of...
Yeah, because yeah. basically, yeah, he looked like he could be Ricky Ricardo's
mm-hmm.
Slimy
yeah.
cousin that
yeah.
runs, you know, the burlesque brothel down
yeah.
the street.
Well, and it's weird because it was just like every... fucking genre that they could fit into there, and they did it so well. That's what kind of blew
my
mind.
It was someone.
The transitions were seamless.
Yeah, someone finally got live action anime right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I could see there was just one scene when she's facing the final samurai,
mm-hmm.
and she goes down, like she's getting
totally
ready to
anime.
Jump, and then
yeah.
you start seeing that wave motion around
mm-hmm.
it. That looked a lot like the wave motion that would go around
yeah.
Tetsuo
yeah.
In Akira.
Right.
So it's like, okay, they can do it. If they take their time and do it right,
right.
you can get the effects right.
Right.
And the soundtrack, I thought, also rocked.
Okay, well, see, that's one thing that really blew my mind, because, you know, having been, you know, Riot Girl, you know,
right.
the 90s, there was the Bjork song from Tank Girl.
Right.
There was that song, he kept singing, Vagina.
Yeah, I remember
that was from The Craft.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Tomorrow.
It's actually a Beatles song.
Yeah,
Beatles
okay. It was used in The Craft.
Right.
And I want to go back and look at the other songs and see if they were used, because they did seem
they
to
were all
harken
covers.
Back.
Yeah.
But they seemed to harken back to...
Except for Bjork, Army and Me.
Well, they seemed to go back to, like, girl power movies.
Right.
You know, in their heyday. You know, when everything was all
now,
girl power.
Now, here's the thing. It's three of those songs... The Sweet Dreams at the beginning, which
yeah.
I love that version of it because it fit I think it fit the way they did it.
Yeah.
Fits the opening prologue, basically.
See, I kind of like the Marilyn Manson version. I could have put the Marilyn Manson version in there. And
yeah, it. But I think his voice would have been too much for that scene.
And I think it was mostly... Emily Browning
that performed that. Yeah, because the girl that played Rocket, she did that song. She did... Because that was actually a redo of Bjork's, because she throws her.
Okay.
If you look on, because if you go to iTunes and look at it, she's credited to also be singing on that something called "Lonely," and oh god, there was another one. It was one of the '80s. Another one of the '80s songs. I think that showed up when they first go in to fight the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy, yeah. That's her with someone else on there.
Well, see, I'd like to find out if they were also in kind of the girl power. And there were so many things that were kind of like homages to feminism.
Was Search and Destroy in Foxfire or Firefox or whichever that one? The Angelina Jolie?
I don't remember it. I would have, and that was one of my favorite movies. So
yeah, that's the Stooges. You know, that's Iggy and the Stooges right there. And
I mean, there was even, you know, after they were working on the nuke, was it Rocket was the one with the short blonde hair?
Yeah, she's the one
She kind of threw a wrench up over her shoulder.
Yeah.
Rosie the Riveter.
Right.
You know, it was just like just a second, but you got it.
Well, see, that was the thing that they I think some people had a problem with is one of the reviews I read that they put up on Sci-Fi was that there seemed to be a real boy hatred stench to it, because if you look at all the male actors except for
they were all bad
John
guys.
Hamm, although he does do what he does, he regrets that he had to do it, which is really funny because it's like they made she is named because that's the guy from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very small part. It's a tiny part, but very pivotal.
Yeah.
It's like a very small, important role.
Yeah.
It's why the character is who she is.
Right. And then the song at the end that they sing, that's the dance teacher or the doctor and Blue doing that song. During the credits.
I don't see it necessarily as like a boy hatred thing, but as a girl power thing.
Right.
I mean, it was very... Girls put into a terrible situation that they had to fight out of.
But if you've noticed, pretty much every male character except for John Hamm's character weren't exactly...
And the wise man.
Yeah.
I loved him. I loved the way he threw... Oh, yeah, one more thing.
Yeah.
He was cool. I love that. Because he got one of my favorite. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Who is that? I can't
remember. I just kept calling him Poor Man's Leonard Nimoy.
But he rocks in that movie.
Yeah, he's good.
Because
he's one of those guys that's been in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it that I saw?
It's another
He was in Silence of the Lambs. He was a cop in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Oh, that's Scott Glenn?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
He's been
that.
In, like, everything.
Because he's also he's in the Right Stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those people that you've seen him in a thousand things. Same thing with the teacher, the dance teacher. I was like, I know her from a thousand
things. Right now,
things.
Gina, whatever her name is, right now she just finished doing Californication.
Okay.
But she did a really good job of that as Hank Mooney's lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, and...
And hot as hell.
I can... And
hotter than the other four, the main girls, I think.
Yeah.
Except for Jenna Malone. None of them really did anything for me.
I don't know. I thought they were all kind of cute in their own way, but I don't go for makeup. I go for mean butch girls.
Much goddamn face. Yeah. All her features are just twice the size of normal people's features.
I have to say, one thing about that movie, and I leaned over and told him as we were watching it, I'm dying to go home and play with makeup right now. The makeup was like
the glitter, everything. Although when Baby Doll steps out at the end in that outfit where she's pretty much nothing but white and sparkles.
Yeah.
It fits the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think,
at the very least, I need some fake eyelashes.
They do need to make a little bit more money, but I do not want a sequel. That movie, it ended. It's a movie that ended.
I don't see how they could follow that. Yeah.
And I have to kind of agree with Widget. If you think about it, it does seem like Zack Snyder was cleansing his palate before he does Superman.
I've got to get all this out of my system.
Whatever the movie, I don't remember. Some terrible horror movie that we watched the other day, where I said it was just this guy had a bunch of awesome like pictures and scenes, and he just needed.
Wasn't that witch board, the Ouija board one you guys watched?
What was that?
That you thought was a great concept, a bunch of little
necromancia. Yeah, good memory.
Because he was the one. Yeah, he was the one with where they had the cover had the guy with all the. The writing all over his body. Yeah,
and it was really, it was like just a weird, intense movie with nothing that went together or made sense.
Yeah.
But all this...
There's no cohesive storyline at all.
But I think with this, it all fit.
Yeah, totally. Made it fit
But yeah. I do believe it was him going, okay, let's get this out. Now let's go do Superman.
I need to do something steampunk. I need to do something with, with medieval.
And again, this was another movie going, okay, we'll probably see some of those at Dragon Con. We'll probably see one of those at Dragon Con.
I myself am dressing up as Baby Doll.
Aruka came out of there wanting to basically make her own Sucker Punch style costume.
Okay, nice. No, I was kidding.
Okay.
No, you're not going to see my fat ass in one of those little schoolgirl uniforms.
Yeah, that's basically she's dressed as a sailor scout with no stomach.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I liked it. I understand.
It's an extremely entertaining movie.
A lot of people had said or mentioned that it was so obvious that it was a rated R movie that was cut down to a PG-13. And you agreed with that? You said
it wasn't a rated R it doesn't seem like it was.
Yeah.
But that's again it's a studio thing
they had said that you could noticed that.
I went in knowing that and it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Well yeah, and I could see where he was it's one person in particular and I could see where he was coming from on it. However,
don't let it cloud your judgment of the whole movie.
Yeah, there were so many other good things about it.
Wait for the director's uncut that will come out when they put out the thing.
I can see how they could have made it way, way darker. You know, and it was pretty dark in spots, but I can see how they could have really taken it, you know, to a darker place.
Just as the opening is dark.
Right, right.
I mean,
it was intense and it kind of set the whole tone for the rest.
But yeah, but see, that's been a movie thing now is that... They have to make it. That's why the majority of horror movies are PG-13.
Yeah.
The majority of the quote-unquote sex comedies are PG-13.
Yeah.
You know, even though you have stuff like The Hangover and Wedder Crashers that were R and made a shit ton load of money, the studios still are going after the 18, you know, the 12 to 21 that's got all the disposable cash.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're the only people that have any money anymore. All the grown-ups are working their asses off.
Best thing to talk that talks about that is go watch, I think it's episode 2 of Television Ruins Your Life by Charlie Brooker. Because it's either 2 or 3 where it talks about how television going after the different ages. They treat the different ages.
That was a good episode. Yeah, actually, and we've talked about this before, but the one on love, God, don't watch it if you're wanting to have a warm fuzzy.
If you're planning a wedding.
Yeah, because Joe was like, we won't end up like that, will we? I was like, no, baby, that's not us. He's talking about someone else. Yeah, we started watching Doctor Who from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, got a long way to go. We've watched the first 3 arcs. I'm enjoying it. You know, we've talked about, you know, watching it on PBS on Saturday nights.
Right.
And it kind of skipped around. And you could have one doctor one week and then another doctor the next week.
No, when I watched it, there seemed to be, they actually did show it in order. It's just if you missed it, you would end up.
Yeah. No, I it seems, like I remember one week it would be one and the next week it would be someone different. And there's a lot of, I remember a lot of different doctors. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the first doctor. Yeah, you know, we talked about it at dinner. He's more eccentric, old, cranky guy.
Right.
As opposed to wacky, zany, you know, like the modern. Yeah, what was the one that we just watched? Edge of Destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can never remember it.
It's not worth remembering. It's okay.
No,
it's clearly a filler.
I actually liked it. I liked
it. The acting made it worth watching.
Yeah. Well, the hysterical women scenes cracked my ass up.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Well, that seems to be that when it comes to Doctor Who and the companions, when you talk female, they're either tough. They're either strong, put the Doctor in its place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Grant,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Jane Smith, mm-hmm. Donna.
Mm-hmm. Or they're wilting violets.
Right. Or yeah. Or they stand there and they scream their ass.
So we're digging it. And Phantom's actually writing articles on each of the arcs for Need Coffee, and I'm just inserting snarky comments.
Yeah. At least that's what
he's putting in all the research and all the work and all the effort and everything. And I'm just going in and I go in afterwards and So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, we've got it. We've got another disc in the one, the arc you guys just finished. But we've been skipping around what we got when we were doing Blockbuster. We had gotten a bunch of them. We had gotten like first appearance robot, Legolas. Oh no, I can't remember what the name of it is. But Peter Davison's first, basically, when he took over as Doctor.
Okay.
Which I still love the story of when he was the talking entree from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when they did the BBC version. And he was, I think he had just gotten Doctor Who, and they really didn't want him to do it, so that's why he's so heavily made up, so you couldn't tell that was him.
Okay.
Because they didn't think that they wanted the next Doctor to be dressed as a, you know, an entree.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, which is on, I do believe that is on Netflix Instant Watch.
Yeah, I know I've seen it, and I think it probably was on Netflix if I did see it. But I know this is horrible to say, but I always think of the American version with I can't even think of any of the actors' names.
Zooey Deschanel and Alan Rickman as the robot, and Bill Nighy.
That's just the one I think of because I hadn't seen the British version before I saw that one.
Well, the British version is actually a mixture. The Hitchhiker's Guide is actually a combination of Hitchhiker's Guide and Restaurant at the End of the Universe.
Okay. See, yeah, I watched it. It didn't make an impression. Because, you know, again, the American version had impressed itself so much.
I like the British version. I mean, you can definitely tell there. That's the thing, especially once you get in, you know, late 70s, early 80s of British television, you can tell everything's on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, But it's good.
Yeah.
It's well-written, and it's
that's the thing about Doctor Who, is that there is, you know, it's a guy in a tinfoil mask, but the people walking around and reacting to it.
Right.
Make it better than just...
Well, speaking of British sci-fi in the 80s, you guys have been watching something.
Yeah, we've been watching Red Dwarf. We got done with 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got, 4 more to go? I think I went up to 8 seasons plus the movie.
I don't remember where we left off. Yeah.
So, and I think we're getting into territory that I don't remember watching.
Yeah.
Because the last episode of episode 4 was where they basically have this transporter where they end up on a wax robot planet where it was an amusement park where they had broken their programming and there was a war between the good characters and the bad characters. So you had like an army that was like Gandhi and Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and Santa Claus.
We stopped paying attention towards the end because, you know, we were watching it when Phantom was up there in Maryland.
Right.
Towards the end it was just like, I was just sad. I was just fucking depressed. So I wasn't really paying any attention. I was just like, okay, this is what we do as we chat. So.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and I also introduced Aruka to 2 80s movies she had never seen. Actually 3. I introduced her to the Scott Baio, Willie Ames classic Zapped.
No,
yes.
Oh, God. That's crazy. Oh, the cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. It does not hold up well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine it would.
Introduced her to Valley Girl.
Oh, okay.
Which
still
really does hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Nick Cage, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
he
and,
was
and
a
just
baby.
That and the soundtrack.
Yeah, totally.
That and Elizabeth Daly's boobies.
Totally. I don't remember.
She was the shorter, kind of sluttier of the of the four main girls. She basically ends up messing around with, I can't remember her name, but the girl that Nicolas Cage falls in love with's ex, the preppy guy that keeps wanting to get her back.
Okay.
And then I also had her watch Arthur for the first time.
Okay. See, I never had any great fondness for Arthur. I was kind of found it obnoxious.
Well, when we went to see Sucker Punch, the trailer for Arthur was on there.
Yeah.
So, it makes me go, maybe. I mean, I will say...
I'm saying no on it.
I will say, if you're going to replace John Gielgud with someone. Helen Mirren is a pretty good substitution.
Yeah.
I just forgot there's one scene that just, and spoiler for a 25-year-old movie. The scene where the butler, where John Gielgud's character has passed. I guess it just didn't register. But there's the scene. They don't show him die. But you, next thing, the, when you see him in the hotel, next thing he's in the room again with all the stuff, and he moves a chess piece. And kind of gives a little smile, gets up, you know, and you can see the room is back to the way it was when you go in, and when he goes and checks on him at that one point. He locks the door and puts the key in his pocket.
Aww.
So basically, he basically put the room back the way it was and locked it off so no one could use it.
Aww.
So yeah, and it was one of those little touching little moments.
Yeah.
And yeah, she. She wasn't all that impressed. I think she enjoyed it, but it didn't make her say, "Oh, I don't want to see the Russell, the Russell Brand one."
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I just don't care. I've never really been all that enchanted with that story. So,
although it does,
I think I watched him as a kid, but like I don't care and don't remember.
I don't think I've seen all of Arthur's two on the rocks.
Yeah,
because that was kind of a. That seemed like they were just trying to do something.
Yeah,
they really
we've
been
got
doing.
This character. We need to come up with something else.
Right.
To
So, oh wait, we got to do porn.
Okay, well, we got to do porn, but I also wanted to just say really quickly: read the Hunger Games books.
You talked about that.
That was another one we lost.
Yeah.
We just finished it. Yeah, Phantom just finished it last night. I finished it a couple days before. Because I read faster.
Right.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but I'm a better reader.
Alicia will tear through books quicker than I do.
No, I'm just kidding. I take time to read. We're using on the computer or editing podcasts or things. So fucking good.
They are casting the movies.
Yeah, which I don't know how that's going to translate to film. I can't see it, but...
They'd have to make it not a kid's movie, which they're not going to.
Yeah,
because it's a young adult's book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a YA book,
but
it's extremely violent.
There's like a lot of nudity. It's not like sexy nudity.
Yeah,
right.
But there is nudity and violence. It's going to be kind
of
interesting.
Because that's one of the things that I mean. At least, see, that's what sucks is because at least with Harry Potter, you could build up the darkness because you know the kids that are watching it are getting older.
Yeah.
The one I kind of find interesting is from everything I've heard, how are they going to handle the sex and the birth in, what is the last Twilight book?
Oh, I don't know. Why? Well, see, I didn't know that there was sex and a birth in the last Twilight book.
Oh, they finally get married.
Yeah.
In the last
New Moon
book.
And
what is it? Twilight, Eclipse,
Rainbow.
New Moon, and.
Sparkly Rainbow.
Sparkly Asshole.
I don't
Breaking
know.
Dawn.
Breaking Dawn.
Thank
you. He's a secret Twilight head.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because they actually had a one of the episodes this season of Supernatural.
Uh-huh.
They actually Live Free or Twihard or something.
Nice.
And basically it's a group of vampires that are preying on young girls who are Twilight people.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's not technically Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going after the little sad Bella Swan wannabes. In fact, the thing is, and I was listening to one of the podcasts, the Supernatural podcast I listened to, and found out that the very first scene is taken verbatim from a scene from one of the Twilight books.
Sweet. Okay, two things. So read Hunger Games.
Right.
Also, if you're local, if you're in Atlanta and you're a gamer, even if you're, you know, Southeast, there's a new gaming convention, Atlanta Game Fest, that can be found at atlantagamefest.com, May 26th through the 30th. It looks like tickets for all 5 days are $50 each or $75 per couple.
Right.
And that is going to be at the Crown Plaza Perimeter.
Which I want to say is the same place... that an Akron was? No, that was further down.
Yeah.
But I know exactly where it is, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, just something I just wanted to say. I don't know if we're going to make it, but we may try. Looks like, you know, because we've got these fucking miniatures.
You got to play, and you guys are game heads anyway.
Exactly, so.
We also have the thing from FetLife. Yeah,
one of
our fellow pet podcast group, Dark,
we should have brought this shit up. This is
terrible. I'm sorry. Well...
And, you know, I gotta be honest, I haven't listened to this podcast.
I've listened to one. It's not bad. I just can't remember the name. The Dark Side.
Yeah, Dark Side.
The Dark Side. And it's two guys, both Canadian. I want to say they come out of, they do, at least one of them comes out of London, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically another BDSM lifestyle podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same vein as Erotic Awakenings.
Okay.
Where they do take it seriously, but they've got a sense of humor where there does seem to be a very overly serious vibe to some of...
Erotic Awakenings?
Oh, no, no. Oh, just the scene anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was one of the things we talked about when we all went to 1763,
mm-hmm.
when we came up with Dungeon Laser Tag.
Yeah.
Is because there are some people that just take it way too seriously, and we like to have fun. There's right. going to be some fun to the kink and the blah, blah, blah.
Well, and I do intend to try to listen to it. And I'm sorry. I'm sure it's lovely. I don't get a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, you're hard when it comes to listen to podcasts yeah. anyway. And the
I don't
only reason
to listen to Chuck versus Mal, which is the one that my fiancé edits, so.
Get her!
Right?
Let's get a steak! Yeah. Get a rope.
And it's funny because Din keeps saying, oh, I think you'll like what I did on Weekend Justice this week. And I'm like, oh, I hope so. I don't know.
If she does... It's so few and far between now when she does it. Come back to Weekend Justice.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
It's okay. Ken's gone now.
Yeah, Ken's gone now. He's so not a... you can come back.
It's not miserable. But they actually have an event that they were talking about. They have an upcoming event called Tease 2011. And I'm bringing it up right now. Oh, I could have just read this fucking...
Yeah, they gave
synopsis.
The...
God damn it.
Yeah, they gave us all the info we needed.
Yeah.
They were very nice. And
oh, God. You guys didn't talk about that music.
Yeah, God. Yes. What was it? John brought it up on Weekend Justice. Webmasters, please stop this instant play.
Yeah, it's horrible. Okay, but Tease is a 5-day, 4-night educational camping convention. Ooh.
Yeah,
it's an annual pansexual, pan-kink, outdoor Canadian alternative lifestyle educational camping convention.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, right. Open to all adults 18 years old and above, singles, couples, triads, quads, families, poly, swingers, monogamous, celibate, straight, gay, lesbian, bi, curious, complicated, and uncertain, from around the world, located on kink-friendly private land, close to the shore of Lake Erie in lovely Ontario, Canada.
And there's someone who is actually on their, because they do ads on there, but basically, you know, it's not like paid ads, but
Right. Someone
actually read that copy on an ad.
And you know, honestly, we're thrilled to mention other podcasts. I wish I've been able to hear it so I could be like, yeah, it's a really good podcast. I don't know if it's a good
podcast. The episode I listened to was Has BDSM Gone Mainstream, which was a very interesting discussion.
Yeah.
Well,
and it looks like this event is has a special focus on poly. So that's kind of cool. But the website is www.get-teased.ca. So go check that out if you're, you know, up in Ontario.
Yeah, there seems to be a few of these camping things, but mainly up north, I've noticed.
Well, there's Duckstock down here.
Yeah, but I don't think Duckstock is I don't know. I don't
I
know.
I think it's kind of like Frolicon, where it's kink and a bunch of other things.
Right, but I don't know if... Because this tends to seem to be a little more of like...
Based on lifestyle?
Well, I'm thinking there are a lot of these conventions where they're conventions, but they're more like, you know, when you go to, like a seminar-type driven thing where it's like, it's not like a party, it's you're going to classes, you're learning new things, and, you know, oh, here's a seminar on you know, here's a seminar on Windows 7, you know, and what you can do with that. When you go to or Microsoft Office, that kind of convention.
Yeah.
Where this is, you know, Rope 101 and the do's and don'ts of being a bottom and, you know, that kind of thing. Where
I don't know.
Frolicon actually has all that stuff, but you're getting drunk later that night.
Yeah, in Duckstock, I think they may have a class. I don't know.
I don't know.
All
I
keep hearing about is the fucking parties. So
right.
I think it's
an outdoor dungeon, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So Southerners know how to relax, I think, is the moral of that story. So, yeah, so give their podcast a listen. Let us know what you think of it. Let them know what you think of it.
Yep.
Give them
tell them that we brought you. I held you by your hand, gave you a spack on the ass, and told you to go see a new master.
Exactly.
Go play with him. He's okay.
Yeah. But don't leave, not, you know.
Yeah, don't leave us. No.
Yeah,
you got to come back here.
I'm sure they're charming, but they're not us.
You got to leave with the one that brought you.
Exactly. So, yeah, so you guys good luck with that.
Hope you guys just
do
what you do.
God, there was something
porn.
Else. Porn.
Yes, now it's time for the bear porn corner.
Oh, dear God. I'm really nervous.
It goes with what we've been talking about tonight.
It does, that's right. I remember you said that there was a theme.
Okay.
Oh, well, I don't have it up on my tweet deck because I haven't set it up right.
It's under the Kinky and the Geek podcast.
Which is not set up because my computer was just...
Really that's true. Yeah. And I don't have internet right now.
It'll just take me a second.
Where do you want to send it?
No,
she's
got
to set this up anyway. Christ, yeah.
I got it. Oh, don't worry about me. No.
Someone get the paddles. Someone needs
you're
to
not
be...
cute right now. Oh, hey, we got... If you need a job, check this out.
Yeah, why am I afraid of that?
Well, yeah, I totally trust whatever that
is.
Yeah,
I got a speedo.
Oh, wait, that's Curious. That's Curious Boy. He's one of our followers.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll check that out. Yeah, so, okay. Joe, we'll Phantom, we'll figure that out.
He's been one of the ones.
Yeah, magical Phantom that's not Joe.
Yes.
So let's get that straight, first off.
Who is this Phantom you speak of?
Or this Joe person. Yay! Horrorlore.com. And it is the tagline is sword, sorcery, and sex. Awesome.
That's a Warcraft elf, isn't it?
It is formally called World of Warcraft until it got sued by Blizzard.
World of Warcraft? That's awesome. That's awesome. And
now if they could just get a little Felicia Day lookalike doing stuff. Or Felicia Day, but I don't think she does that kind of stuff.
I don't think so. Let me see if we can find some other things on the tour.
You can click on all those little episode things on the side.
Yeah, that's a human thing? A human,
thing?
No, I don't know what...
Sort?
Is she a fighter, I guess? I don't know what all the classes are on WoW.
Well, yeah, she
could
be...
If it was EverQuest, I could tell you.
Yeah, well, paladins, fighters, all that kind of stuff.
This looks like a human sorcerer.
Barbarian.
Yeah, well, he's definitely a barbarian. Hey, that's the guy from Pirates.
Probably.
Yeah, he's big. He's got... We'll watch that later.
Is he two Polaroids long?
He might be. But there's a scene with him and Jenna Hayes.
Ah.
Where tiny, tiny little Jenna Hayes and his huge cock.
Yeah.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that girl, for the size she is, can take some stuff.
Yeah, she can. I mean, you know it had to be poking her lungs.
Right. She's feeling it.
Exactly.
That's why she can't get her dialogue out, because she has a cock in her throat from the other side.
Exactly. So it looks like you got human drills.
There's a corn chicken there somewhere, too, in, like,
8
or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This
is
Meg. Meg
Bjork. Yeah, the elves are kind of
That's probably a thief.
Yeah, a rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty hot. Good job, babe.
Well, why am I thinking either wizard or druid?
Yeah, she's totally a wizard. The orc should be hot. Fighter.
Well, Meg was hot.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she's not on Twitter all that often. I follow her on Twitter, but she's just not there.
She does some things, but she seems to be mainly worried about working on her book right now.
Yeah, which is Damn Hipsters. Right. I don't know if it's damnhipsters.com. Oh, hello. Yeah, she's green, so that's exciting.
She's got tusks glued to her.
And yet her ass is white. She's got like a deer has that like diamond shape poofy part over her ass. She's got one of those. Don't get that.
Yeah, well.
Green's interesting.
It's geeks mating with porn, which is always a good thing.
And here's a woman who's kind of like a satyr, so that's hot. Oh, she's got bat wings. So she's got horns.
And she's probably a succubi.
Mixed genre. Yeah, it could be.
It's got a demon thing.
It's got a demon. Oh, bear.
Bear. Did you see bear?
Bear.
Bear.
Bear. Actual bear.
Real bear.
Real bear. Black bear.
I didn't know around that,
what they say. I don't think black bears have the long snouts like that. I think that's a grizzly.
I think that's probably photoshopped in.
I bet you that's a druid.
Well, sure, if you have no imagination.
Yeah, come on.
Christ.
I mean, that's gotta be the druid and her spirit animal.
Yeah, or the beastmaster or something.
They paid at least $500 to get that bear in there. Like, right. So pissed at me now for saying that.
Fuck you, I was there. I did her.
We're gonna get a mean
hate mail.
Yeah, hate mail from the bear. Yeah. Damn it, I was paid very well for that, thank you very much. Yeah,
a loser.
That is on the top of my resume art. Right now.
You just don't understand my art.
That and Dr. Doolittle too.
So that actually looks really fucking hot, and
yeah,
I don't pay for porn ever.
Right.
But if I was going to, it would likely be something like that. I have a strict no pay for porn as long as XTube and things like that exist.
I don't anymore, but those were, I mean, the sites I usually tended to mm-hmm. pay for were girls that were running their own site, and it wasn't like a big corporate thing. It was, you know, Alyssa Kiss and
the Nerdcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never paid for Crazy Slutty. Oh, okay. I won that 2-week thing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Alrighty.
And she's still pumping out some good stuff.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Alrighty, anything else?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it all. I'm going to go home and reset my phone.
Yeah, have fun with that. Yeah, and you're going to love it. God, I'm so jazzed. I actually talked you into going and doing the upgrade.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things where I didn't know if we really had time to get stuff done.
Oh, fucking
and,
Yeah, it's going to
be Well, I got there just in time, though, because they closed at 8.
Okay, sweet.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, we actually, we were going to go hit Titans, but we skipped it because we, knew they closed in like 10 minutes, so we were like, fuck it, we'll go over to the gaming pit. So we bought all of our
pens. Yeah, I was almost tempted because they also had the 3G Kindle there.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know they sold the Kindle.
Yeah, they sold the 3G Kindle. The thing is the 3G on the Kindle comes with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble pays for the 3G.
What?
In other words, you don't have to pay for your own 3G.
Yeah, you don't own the Nook either.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you get the 3G connectivity
without
having to pay someone.
With the Nook or the Kindle, but yeah, with the iPad you have to pay for it.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're using it for a lot more things.
I would not be surprised if at some point I have a Kindle in my hand.
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea what you just said.
I can bring mine in and you can fuck
That was
it.
Precious though that you just. No,
I'm pretty much convinced because I do like the fact that it's got the actual keyboard. I don't really need the bottom, the little color screen at the bottom.
Yeah,
and the fact that I can put the Dragon Con Pocket program on there. I don't
have
to
put it on either.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason I bought the Nook, and I'm not saying one way or the other, because I really his screen is clearer than mine and prettier than mine. However, mine has an expandable memory, so I can put a memory card in there for music, audiobooks, things like that. And mine has a replaceable battery. So if my battery starts dying, I can
get it done. Yeah, that is a good thing.
So they're both awesome.
So just, mine's better, but...
No, yours is better. Your screen's much better.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Your art looks a lot better.
And from what some of the reviews I've read, is the battery, the Kindle does a little better on the battery because it doesn't
have
the color screen.
Because it doesn't
have
that color, exactly. Mm-hmm. And his is thinner, too.
Yeah. Plus, they said it's like a month. When you turn the Wi-Fi off, and the Kindle battery can last a month.
Yeah.
So is that true? Is that what you've ordered? Okay.
I don't know if it's a month, but yeah, forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I only charge mine like every week and a half.
Yeah.
So it's not like mine's like crazy anyways.
I do too,
and I read every single night.
Right. And it'd be kind of nice to be able to carry because I've started trying to read... Mists of Avalon, and that sucker is like carrying around a good dictionary.
A tome, yeah. But it's so fucking good. Had you not read it before?
No, I hadn't read it. I forgot we even had it.
You're going to want to read all the other ones, and they're varying degrees of good depending. The next one is really good. The one after that sucks, and then there's another good one in there. I've got Ravens of Avalon that I keep meaning to read.
We have the second book. I think I picked up the second book.
It's The Forest House, I think, is the second one.
Then I didn't get it because it's also something of Avalon.
Okay. Well, yeah, so fucking good. Such good books.
I mean, well, that's one of those classics that float around.
And that's the thing that I've kind of been thinking about recently. I'm a follower. I hear that people are talking about something on Twitter, and I'm like, ooh, what's that? And I go, and I'm totally a follower. I'm not a leader in anything. However, what I'm finding is that other people are excited about this shit because it's so good. And it's okay to be a follower because you get exposed to
I might even actually pick up Ulysses on the Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. because I went and saw Ulysses in the thing, and it's like, Jesus, that thing's thicker than my leg.
Carried around, and when you get to it, that's kind of how I've been dealing with Lovecraft, is, you know, in between books, I'll read a story or two. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's if you can have, you know, 300 books on there, then, you know, you may as well, so...
Okay, well, I guess that wraps us up for now.
Alrighty. Nothing else. Come see us at FrogCon.
Yep. We'll be pimping there. It more. We'll probably pimp it every cast we do.
We'll be there and we'll dress up pretty. So.
I don't know. I'll be in a kilt and a t-shirt.
I'll probably wear makeup. That's about all I have.
Alright.
I'll probably be forced to wear makeup, too.
Yeah, Joe will, Phantom will be wearing makeup, so.
Okay.
He's so pretty. Yay. It's my pretty little boys. Yay.
Yeah.
It's all right. You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Yay.